Mr. Chair, at the outset, please allow me to thank you for all the preparatory work that you have conducted in advance of the second session of the GGE. In particular, this delegation wishes to thank you for the rolling text that you have provided, which constitutes a valuable foundation upon which to build the shared understanding. Speaking to the G7 leaders gathered in Italy last June, Pope Francis urged to reconsider the development and use of devices like the so-called lethal autonomous weapons and ultimately ban their use. This starts from an effective and concrete commitment to introduce even greater and proper human control. No machine should ever choose to take the life of a human being. For the Holy See, given the pace of technological advancements and the research on weaponization of AI, it is of the utmost urgency to deliver concrete results in the form of a solid, legally binding instrument, and in the meantime, to establish an immediate moratorium on their development and use. In this regard, it is profoundly distressing that, adding to the suffering caused by armed conflicts, the battlefields are also becoming testing grounds for more and more sophisticated weapons. Mr. Chair, this delegation appreciates the references to both appropriate control and human judgment in your rolling text, although we would welcome more clarity and common understanding of these terms. In this regard, it is useful to recall the difference between a choice and a decision. While pointing out that machines merely produce technical algorithmic choices, Pope Francis recalled that human beings, however, not only choose, but in their hearts are capable of deciding. A decision is what we might call a more strategic element of a choice and demands a practical evaluation. Moreover, an ethical decision is one that takes into account not only an action's outcomes, but also the values at stake and the duties that derive from those values. Mr. Chair, the Holy See deems it of fundamental importance to retain references to human dignity and ethical considerations at the core of our deliberations. It is necessary to ensure and safeguard a space for proper human control over the choices made by AI programs. Human dignity itself depends on it. In this regard, this delegation welcomes the prominent role given to ethical consideration at the recent conference, Humanity at a Crossroad, which was held in Vienna on 29-30 April 2024. These and other similar conferences on the same subject are further indication of an ever-growing awareness of the ethical concerns raised by the weaponization of AI. Such public awareness represents a remarkable, ever-growing conscience publique that cannot be ignored. In conclusion, the development of ever more sophisticated weapons is certainly not the solution. The undoubted benefits that humanity will be able to draw from current technological progress will depend on the degree to which such progress is accompanied by an adequate development of responsibility and values that place technological advancement at the service of integral human development and of the common good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.